Hello, my name is Delmer Eldred, and I want to welcome you to an interview with Alex Newman. He is president of Liberty Sentinel Media, also an award-winning international journalist, educator, author, speaker, and nationally syndicated host on the Sentinel Report, and seeks to glorify God in everything he does. He is a senior editor of the New American Magazine, the most up-to-date, accurate news. It is an essential resource for freedom-loving Americans. The publication is in print or online. And Alex, thank you for joining me today.
It's an honor to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
And today, Alex, today's youth are America's future. And I would like your perspective on the teenage crime that is becoming a growing national crisis.
Yeah, well, what's happened is that we have had our young people systematically indoctrinated and dumbed down and turned against God and moral principles. And so we now see the fruit of that. We see what comes inevitably from doing that to our young people. And that is, of course, an explosion in crime, but not just crime. It's an explosion in suicide. Just a generation or two ago, child suicide was almost unheard of. Three or four generations ago, it was inconceivable that children would kill themselves. And yet now it's one of, depending on what state you're in, in some places it is the leading cause of death among children. How did we come to a place where children who have their whole lives ahead of them, who are supposed to be happy and joyful and playing, are ending their own lives? How is it that they're coming to be addicted to drugs, that they don't know what bathroom to go into, that they hate their parents and they hate their country? This is deliberate. It's been perpetrated against our young people on purpose by the government school system, by the entertainment complex, and of course, by very, very powerful forces that are doing this deliberately and systematically. It needs to stop. This is an existential threat to our families, our churches, our communities, and our country. But that is the sad reality. And right now, they are doubling and tripling down on this. So we have got to take it very seriously.
And, you know, do you think there's a lot more teenage crime and problems that correlate with underperforming schools?
Well, I would say they're all underperforming. There is, of course, a correlation between schools that are even worse than norm and unusually high levels of crime. But unusually high is a relative term, right? We have seen a steady increase in all of these things. I mean, it's at the point now, and it's not just children, by the way, who are criminals. So the U.S. Department of Education did a survey. This was two decades ago. I'm not surprised they didn't want to do any more. they didn't like the results they found. They found that 1 in 10 of the victims of government schools, of children in public schools, are being or have been sexually abused and molested by a staff member at the school. That doesn't even include the children who are being raped by other children. So we have an incredible crisis. And one of the things that I try to encourage parents to understand is, no, your district is not special. This is a national and increasingly an international problem. I don't care if you live in the most conservative school district of Oklahoma or South Carolina or Nebraska or Kansas. This is ubiquitous now. We have a national system of education. Children all across this country are learning the same stuff from the same standards. They're being indoctrinated into the same worldview, which, of course, rejects truth, transcendent truth, rejects the Bible, rejects God. It rejects even the principles that this country was founded upon. And so we should not be surprised by what's happening. Again, this is ubiquitous. It is everywhere in this country.
Well, you know, we have, especially in the last 4 or 5 years, it has grown, but we have seen some horrific teen-on-teen violence. And the teaching of critical race theory and diversity, equity, inclusion, does that appear to be have an effect on this? Because a lot of it is happening right here in the schools where these kids are, I mean, not just beating each other up, but almost... Well, there's just last week they put a girl in a coma, and there's been some just as horrific things happen across the country in schools. But
yes, so critical race theory is, of course, a subset of critical theory. And critical theory grew out of an understanding by Marxists that Marx was wrong. Now, they don't like to admit that, but Marx came up with this idea that conflict was what caused evolution, and that the progress of society was always a result of conflict between those in power and those without it. And he especially looked at the economic dimension. So his theory, he called it science, but of course it was a ridiculous and now thoroughly discredited hypothesis, was that the working class was going to rise up against their oppressors, the capitalists, the business owners, the property owners, et cetera, and overthrow them. Well, that didn't happen, right? I mean, it just didn't happen. Russia was about the only success story they had, and there it was only possible with lots of Wall Street money, as Stanford historian Anthony Sutton explained in his book, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution. So they went back to the drawing board, and they said, well, we have to find new and improved ways of advancing this revolution to lead to communism, because it's not going to happen organically, especially in the Western world, especially in Christian societies. So they came up with this idea of critical theory, where everything had to be viewed through the lens of power and oppression. And in the American context, economic oppression just wasn't a suitable vehicle for advancing the revolution. They, you know, American workers were earning very good wages. You know, the husband could support his whole family and put his kids through college and pay off his mortgage and have a car in the driveway and a new TV and even some vacation. To tell him that he was oppressed and that he needed to revolt and overthrow his employer just didn't make any sense to people. So they came up with this critical theory and these new subsets like critical race theory. And what they are doing is, in practice, exactly the same as what Chairman Mao was doing in China. So in China, he divided society up into oppressors and oppressed. You had the red classes and the black classes. The red classes were the oppressed. That was the landless peasants, the workers, the communist soldiers, etc. And then black classes were the oppressors. Those were the landowners, the business owners, the Christians, etc. And so in schools and throughout all of society, they told the quote unquote red classes that they were being oppressed by these evil people from the black classes. And they told the black classes that they were evil oppressors. And they were even telling this to little children, right? If your dad owned a small business or your dad owned a little piece of land that you guys farmed on, you were the oppressor. And so the same stuff they were doing to children in China, they're doing here now, except instead of red class versus black class, you've got white skin versus darker skin or whatever the current thing is. Now they've got gender theory, queer theory, all these different things. But the principle is the same. Turn people against each other, cause them to hate each other, destroy the old, and eventually replace it with the new, the totalitarian new order that they're seeking to build. And so we should not be surprised that our children are mercilessly beating each other and hating each other when they're being taught that they're being oppressed by their fellow students because of the lack of melanin or their gender or their sexuality or whatever the case may be. It's incredibly dangerous. And by the way, in China, it didn't take more than a few years of this before children were reporting their parents to be executed and tortured. So,
well, you know, this is what you're saying is really a sad situation, but we have to try to turn things around. I mean, for the future of our country, the future of our youth. But what kind of, you know, like outreach programs or what is it that, because it seems like this whole thing, this teenage downturn is being ignored by our government, by whoever, and pretty soon it's going to become unimaginable, unmanageable, and unable to correct what's going on. But what kind of programs, what do we need, Alex? What do we need to get this right side up again?
Well, I would say it starts with an understanding of what's going on. Until we have an accurate diagnosis of what the problem is, there's no way we're going to get the right solution, right? Just think of it like a doctor, medical doctor looking at a patient. If you diagnose the problem wrong, you're going to give the wrong treatments. And so it begins with an understanding of what has gone wrong. And I would say the most important thing to understand about this is it's all deliberate. As long as you keep thinking it's a mistake, the system is broken, you're going to come to incorrect conclusions about what the solution is. And so actually my latest book, we just released this less than 2 months ago, Indoctrinating Our Children to Death, aims to answer that very question. What we're really strongly urging people to consider is protecting their children from this system, whether that means finding a Christian school or homeschooling or getting together with another group of families and doing a co-op or a micro school, whatever the case may be, we believe it's time for parents to reassert their responsibility and their rights over the education and the upbringing of their children. Stop entrusting governments that are telling you that killing babies is fine. Stop entrusting governments that are telling you that castration is a reasonable solution to a boy who's been brainwashed to be confused, and start trusting yourself. So I do believe that's the most important thing people can do. And, you know, we have a lot of work to do. It took us multiple generations to get in the mess that we are in right now. I don't know whether it's even fixable, but I know for a fact that it's not fixable if we don't accurately diagnose the problem and become well-informed on these really existential threats to our children, our country, and our freedom.
Well, your book, Indoctrinating Our Children to Death, and government schools, war on faith, family, and freedom. I mean, that's essential. That people have to get that book and share it with their family and their friends and everything. That is a masterpiece right there, to start making things, looking at things in reality, and making it come back to where we should be. We should be a family unit, be faithful, and teach our kids the morals and understanding that they need to get through life. So that's a great book. I just think that I just hope that there's a whole lot of people that will get that book and share it with everybody, because that's probably number one book in the country right now, I'd say. But
well, I appreciate that very much. And we've been overwhelmed with the positive response to the book. We can't even get them printed fast enough to fulfill all the orders that are coming in. It's been endorsed by Kirk Cameron and General Michael Flynn, Pete Hegseth, the co-host of Fox and Friends, Dr. Carol Swain, the co-chair of the White House 1776 Commission. So we've just been overwhelmed with the support. We're very, very grateful because, again, I do believe this is the most important issue. This is the root of all these other problems that we're seeing. And it's also the one issue that transcends all the others, right? We may be able to get the border under control. We may be able to reduce the national debt a little bit. We may be able to preserve our free speech and our gun rights for another 10 or 20 years if we fight really, really, really hard. But ultimately, over the long term, if we don't address this catastrophic destruction of our children, we're going to lose on all these battles anyway. So we're just delaying the inevitable. So this is the root. This is why we're in this mess that we're in. And I do hope that people will take it very seriously and consider prayerfully how they may protect their children from what's going on.
Well, Alex, you have so many, you are a contributor to so many different good conservative news sites and magazines, but just name some of the places that we can find your material and how available the information that you put out we can obtain. So
well, thank you. So my personal website is Liberty Sentinel, that's sentinel.org, got to be .org, libertysentinel.org. We put out a free newsletter twice a week for anybody who wants to get on that. I'm also senior editor at The New American. I encourage people to get subscribed to that magazine. It's fantastic. We send out two issues every month to our subscribers. We've also got free daily headlines for people by email if they want to sign up. That's at thenewamerican.com. I am the volunteer executive director for Public School Exit. You can find us at publicschoolexit.com. Regular contributor to the Epoch Times and many, many other publications. Also I'm on Twitter or X or whatever it is, Elon Musk's thing. My name there is Alex Newman_JOU for journalism, and my website are probably the best places to follow my work for people who want to stay on top of the different things that we're covering. So
well, Alex, I just really thank you for taking this time today and doing this. And it's, you know, you have so many good things about education. Well, you have good things about the daily issues that we're facing and bringing light to what, so it kind of erases what the curtain, pulls the curtain back to actually let us get it to see what's going on here in reality. And So anyway, Alex, is there something else you'd like to say?
No, just thank you very much for having me on the program. I appreciate it. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you. And I do hope the folks out there will be encouraged and will take seriously our responsibilities to be good parents and protect our children, and also to be good citizens and protect our country from the forces that would destroy it if left to their own devices.
Well, thank you. We've been talking with Alex Newman. He is president of Liberty Central Media, and he is has a syndicated radio. He's a syndicated radio host on the Sentinel Report. And thank you again, Alex. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Delmer.